Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Making After School Cool podcast, the connection between research, theory, and best practices for those working with youth during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Michael Wilson. The topic for this edition of the Making After School Cool podcast is school safety. Now that the school year has begun, it is critical for schools to provide a safe and nurturing campus environment for their students. By keeping schools safe, students of all ages and grades are able to focus on learning the skills needed for a successful school year. However, when violence is a part of the educational setting, all students are affected in some kind of way. Even though a student may not be the actual victim of violence, there is a very good chance that he or she will witness some violent act throughout the school year. When considering violence in schools, the horrific act that occurred on April 20th, 1999 at Columbine High School often comes to mind. However, school shootings have occurred well before then. In fact, since 1980, over 30 occurrences of school-related shootings resulting in the death of one or more victims have occurred. This does not take into account the number of shootings that have occurred in post-secondary institutions like Virginia Tech or other public gatherings which seem to occur on a far too frequent basis. These incidents, and other like them, are some of the worst cases of violence and can have a detrimental impact on the feeling of safety students can experience in public places. Yet school safety goes far beyond shootings. All students and anyone on the school campus must be protected from all forms of violence, including assaults, bullying, victimization, theft, classroom disorder, fights, robbery, uses of weapons, sexual attack, and other forms of violent crimes. School safety is not just a concern at the school campus or community level. It is a concern on every level of government. On the local level, school boards meet with teachers and parents to listen to their concerns and to suggest solutions. Each legislative session, state and governmental officials review the latest statistics on school violence and try to enact laws that would stiffen crimes that occur on school campuses. In fact, in March of 2018, President Donald Trump appointed U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos to lead the Federal Commission on School Safety. Members of the commission included DeVos, as well as the Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker of the U.S. Department of Justice, Secretary Alex Azar II of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and Secretary Christian Nelson of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The commission was charged with quickly providing meaningful and actionable recommendations to keep students safe at school. The recommendations included a range of issues like social-emotional support, recommendations on effective school safety infrastructure, discussions on minimum age for firearm purchases, and the impact of video games and the media have on violence. The work of the commission fell into three broad categories: prevention, which include preventing school violence; protect and mitigate, which includes protecting students and teachers and mitigating the effects of violence; and respond and recover, which include responding to and recovering from attacks. It must be noted, there is not one plan that fits all schools across the country that will prevent school violence. To better understand what's being done in Harris County, I interviewed Julia Andrews, Director of Harris County's Department of Education Safe and Secure Schools. The following is an excerpt from the conversation I had with Ms. Andrews. Welcome back to the Making After School Cool podcast. Today our theme is school safety. And so I wanted to take some time to talk a little bit about school safety and school safety tips. I have Ms. Julia Andrews, who is the Director of Safe and Secure Schools with Harris County Department of Education. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good. Well, we want to just first start off with, what are the services that your department provides?
So the Center for Safe and Secure Schools, we have two sides. We have the social and emotional learning, where we offer de-escalation strategies, youth mental health first aid, restorative practices, and anything dealing with social and emotional learning as it pertains to our students. And on our other side, we have the school safety side, where we offer school safety audits, threat assessment training, emergency operations planning, active shooter training, and anything dealing with school safety. And we are still building our menu of services to meet the needs for the new legislative updates and mandates.
And I know recently it seems like we always hear about school shooting, and I think a lot of times when people think about school safety, that's one of the first things that they think about. Can you tell us a little bit about the trainings that you provide regarding school safety?
So we provide the active shooter training through CRAZE with the Houston Police Department and Crime Stoppers in partnership with them. So it's a four-hour active shooter training, and that is for the adults. We really leave the training for students, kind of how districts want to do it. Each district kind of does things differently according to their emergency operations plans, but we are here for a resource if they need additional resources for that.
And lately, I would say within the last couple of years, we've been hearing more and more about social-emotional learning. What are some of the social-emotional elements that you provide to schools in regards to their support?
So we provide an 8-hour training on youth mental health first aid, and that is just preventative measures and identifying some traits of students who may be experiencing some type of mental health issues. We provide restorative practices training, an introduction to that practice, and a train the trainer model, so you can take that relationship piece back to your schools and train your staff. And we are training in de-escalation. We noticed that a lot of students tend to sometimes act out, and we're not always sure of how to de-escalate them without being physical. So non-physical, non-violent de-escalation strategies.
Awesome. For a lot of parents and even students, the beginning of the school year for some can be an exciting time. For others, it can be sort of a source of anxiety, especially those that are going to new schools, parents who are sending their kids to schools for the very first time. What would be some advice that you would give to parents just to ease some of their concerns regarding making sure that the school that they're going to is a safe environment, that safety is really a top initiative, those types of things?
Actually, I do believe the school is the safest place for our students. Our teachers have had extensive training over the summer on preventative measures. School districts all have their emergency operations plans ready to go. Schools have a plan in place. There are a lot of elements as far as bullying and identifying bullies, cybersecurity, cyberbullying. So this summer, we've seen a lot of educators attend trainings and get the background knowledge to try and eliminate some of the barriers students have before they get through the door this year.
I know at one point it seemed like there was this big emphasis on standardized testing, teacher accountability. It seemed like grades was just like this major emphasis for schools. And it's good to hear that there is a sort of a shift or at least some concerns in regards to school climate.
Yes.
And building relationships and those types of things. How important do you think that is in regards to the effectiveness of a school campus?
I think school districts have finally realized that before we can teach anything, we have to be able to have relationships with our students. Our teachers need to be able to have relationships with the students, positive relationships, positive encounters. And so Rita Pearson always says, students don't learn from teachers they don't like. And students really have to feel like they can trust their teachers and the adults in the classroom and in the school. And they will do their very best. So now that the culture and climate is shifting toward understanding the needs of students and focusing on the students' mental health first, I think that the grades and the academics will fall right in line.
Awesome. I know that bullying had been a hot topic for a while. And of course, with technology, the kids have a lot of resources beyond just the classroom or the school environment itself. So it's good to hear that y'all are doing some preventative things to help equip students as well as school faculty in addressing those types of things. If people want to get in contact with you, especially parents who may have a lot of questions, what would be the best way for them to do that?
The best way is to reach out on our website, www.hcde-texas.org, and we are under the Center for Safe and Secure Schools, or we can be reached by calling 713-696-6400, the switchboard, and ask for the Center for Safe and Secure Schools.
Awesome. Thank you for taking time to speak with us on this very important topic. Any closing comments that you would like to add?
So I do just want to do a quick advertisement. We are having a school safety forum October 15th at 6300 Irvington in partnership this year with Harris County Sheriff's Department. And so we are really looking forward to that. The cost is $85 for a full day of conference sessions, guest speakers, international speakers talking about school safety and mental health for students.
And this is for educators, parents?
It's for the entire community. So from the central office all the way down to parents, community members, community leaders. It's going to be a wealth of information we have planned for that day.
Awesome. And I'll definitely make sure that we continue to follow up with this just to remind our listeners and our clients that are in contact with our programs. Well, I do appreciate you taking some time to speak with us on school safety. Hopefully this year we pray that nothing happens, but it is comforting to know that we are pretty prepared and that we do have a department that's working with school faculties within the county, as well as families, that they do have a resource that they can go to in case they have any questions or concerns that might come up.
Yes, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Making After School Cool podcast. I want to thank our special guest, Ms. Julia Andrews, Director of Safe and Secure Schools with Harris County Department of Education. Please join us on future podcasts as we continue to explore issues relevant to the after school and out of school time field.